June 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Secret of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Psalm 25:14. In the Revised Version, it says, the friendship of the Lord is with them that fear Him. What is the sign of a friend? That he tells you secret sorrows? No, that he tells you secret joys. Many will confide to you their secret sorrows, but the last mark of intimacy is to confide secret joys. Have we ever let God tell us any of His joys? Or are we telling God our secrets so continually that we leave no room for Him to talk to us? At the beginning of our Christian life, we are full of requests to God. Then we find that God wants to get us into relationship with Himself, to get us in touch with His purposes. Are we so wedded to Jesus Christ's idea of prayer, Thy will be done, that we catch the secrets of God? The things that make God dear to us are not so much His great big blessings as the tiny things, because they show His amazing intimacy with us. He knows every detail of our individual lives. Him shall He teach in the way that He shall choose. At first we want the consciousness of being guided by God. Then as we go on, we live so much in the consciousness of God that we do not need to ask what His will is, because the thought of choosing any other will never occur to us. If we are saved and sanctified, God guides us by our ordinary choices. And if we are going to choose what He does not want, He will check, and we must heed. Whenever there is doubt, stop at once. Never reason it out and say, I wonder why I shouldn't. God instructs us in what we choose. That is, He guides our common sense, and we no longer hinder His Spirit by continually saying, Now, Lord, what is Thy will? The following commentary is not endorsed either by the Oswald Chambers Society nor by the publisher. These are insights from an individual who goes by the calling of 808. What Oswald is alluding to is that our intimacy with God should be likened to a marriage. He uses the term wedded to Jesus Christ's idea of prayer. If we are as intimate with God as we would be with a spouse or an extremely dear friend, we are to the point where we actually want to listen, take time to listen, and do listen to our significant other or our dear friend. We're all so often so busy running our own mouths when it comes to God or spiritual things, asking God for this, asking God for that. Our prayer list may be rather extensive, and most of the prayers are about us or doing something for us or doing something for a friend, whereas we rarely give God the opportunity to simply speak His heart to us. But it requires a quietness that we seldom possess. We can't hear God because we're running our mouths, or we're running our lives with such intensity. We are so driven that we cease to be drawn by the love of God. So Oswald is encouraging us to be so conscious of God in our lives, moment by moment. This was lived out somewhat by Brother Lawrence in the 1600s, a monk who purposed to think of God every 60 seconds and consider God as a part of every activity, every menial task, to the extent that he found no difference between the times working at the kitchen sink, washing pots and pans, in communion with God, and the times in the quiet prayer room on the campus. if we will simply seek to know God intimately, we will also know his thoughts, we will know his heart, we will know his purposes, and we will know his will, which is not at all what we used to believe. That will is that we have intimacy with him, an intimacy so strong and so deep and so full and so passionate that we know what he's going to say before he says it, in most cases, and are already ready to move out. But when we start to move contrary to his thoughts, contrary to his heart or his purposes, his spirit will always let us know, and we should immediately stop if the doubt arises. So simply seek to be so intimate with God that your affection for him and your desire for him is as strong as it ever has been with your most significant, cherished relationship. And he will reveal himself, and the blessing that will be yours will be beyond description.